reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings remind us of something very important, and that is that God is the one who always draws near to us first. In other words, God makes the first step toward us. And only then can we respond, and our response then is to take a step toward God, to move in the direction of God, to move with God. Psalm 34 today tells us that when we cry out to God from our poverty, God hears us and comes to us. Here again we see this God taking the step toward us. God saves us from our distress by drawing near to us. In our reading from the Acts of the Apostles today, it's the angel of the Lord who makes the first step, who draws near by coming to open the prison door so that the apostles can return to their task of preaching the resurrection of Jesus. So once again, we see the same movements, thanks to the angel coming and God taking this initiative. The preaching of the gospel was able to go on. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We have seen this at ball games, basketball games, football games, baseball games, the banner that has John 3:16 held up high. It's one of those cultural things in our country of the United States. I'm not quite sure that holding that banner up at a football or a basketball game or a soccer game helps the home team win the game. But it is true that God so loves the world, God loves the world so much that God has sent his beloved Son so that we can follow the way that will lead us to joy and happiness and peace and communal respect of one for the other. God takes the first step. God's love, as one author says, always finds us in our mess. That's hopeful. As one who has gotten into a few messes myself in life, I'm always glad to remember that God does take the first step toward us. Many years ago, when I was just a very young Dominican friar, I was asked to go to a maximum security prison to translate a conversation between a Spanish-speaking inmate and the warden and a group of other officials from the prison. There were some problems. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But I do remember walking into this room pretty much shaking in my boots because I had never been into a prison before. They called me to go sit at a chair, and as I went toward this chair, I realized that the person sitting in the chair right next to me was an inmate, shackled like nobody I'd ever seen before shackled. And as I walked past him to sit down in my chair, he said out of the corner of his mouth, "If you're here to talk to me about God, you're wasting your time." Well, that didn't exactly make me feel very comfortable. But the meeting began, and I was translating what they asked me to translate. There had been some problems of behavior in the prison, and I was being asked to explain some of the problems, and hopefully with the hope that this inmate might actually take their advice and make his own life a little bit easier as well. We finished the meeting. They thanked me. I got up to walk out, and as I was walking out of the room, I had to pass in front of this inmate again, the one who had said to me at the beginning, if you've come here to talk to me about God, you're wasting your time. And as I was leaving, he looked up right at me. He was in a chair, shackled to the legs of the chair. He looked up at me and said very quietly, you know, if you'd ever like to come back here and visit me, that would be okay with me. I kept walking, wondering if I had really heard what I thought I had heard. God so loved the world that God comes as a light into the world. God comes as a presence, as a word of hope. About 3 weeks later, I called the warden's office and asked if I could meet with this prisoner. And they said yes. And I met with that man in prison for 28 years before he was finally released from prison. God loves the world so much that God sends people into our lives to be a light, to be a presence. This inmate didn't ask for someone to come into his life. I just stumbled in because I was doing it out of obedience. But God knows what God is doing, and he knew what he was doing that day. Sometimes grace just wiggles its way into our lives when we least expect it. That ray of light that breaks into the darkness and helps us see the path that we had lost. This is our God. This is the God who finds us in our mess and then speaks a word of hope to help us find our way out. Blessings.